and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. After losing a huge election falsehood defamation verdict, the one-time America's mayor-turned-Trump attorney files for bankruptcy.
Rudy Giuliani is now confronting a reckoning, legally and financially, over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The bankruptcy filing states he owes creditors nearly $152 million, a large part of which includes $146 million owed in a defamation case brought by two former Georgia election workers. The judge in the case ordered Giuliani to pay Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss immediately, concerned Giuliani might, quote, conceal his assets.
CBS News correspondent Robert Costa. Weather is playing a big role this holiday period in much of Southern California, including travel. Our reports start with Jeff Nguyen of CBS News Los Angeles.
We've had a series of wildfires here in Southern California, and so because of that, the hillsides are heavily scarred. And so when you have a storm cell parked up against one of the mountains and it just keeps on dumping rain and rain and rain and more rain, the concern is that some of the land will give way.
And picking up on the weather, travel complications on the West Coast, correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Certainly we are seeing delays in places, San Diego, Dallas, Seattle, seeing weather delays this evening. Los Angeles had some delays earlier as the rain was just pouring down here. But this kind of weather is more of a delay maker than it is the Grinch that steals Christmas.
Nationwide, AAA projects 115 million travelers going 50 miles or more the next couple of holiday weekends, most of them by car. Overseas, a very rare mass shooting in Central Europe at a university in Prague, capital of the Czech Republic.
Police say the suspected shooter was a 24-year-old student. He took aim from a campus rooftop. Sergei Medvedev was giving a lecture when the shooting began.
We barricaded the door. We put all the, you know, desks against the door. But
students were warned to stay put. While some desperately took cover on a ledge, others jumped to safety. Police say at least 14 people were killed and 25 injured.
CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb. In the Middle East, in month three of that war set off by the October Hamas terror attack, Israel keeps pounding Gaza. The United Nations says more than 500,000 people there are starving because not enough food is getting in. That is roughly one in four people in Gaza. Wall Street was slightly in the red on Thursday. Asian and Pacific financial markets are up a hair just about now, but U.S. market futures are trending slightly lower. Dow futures down 126, S&P futures down 6.5, NASDAQ futures down 48. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't miss out on new deals every day during Lowe's 25 Days of Deals. Right now, find gifts under $100, like the Craftsman V20 Drill Kit or Impact Driver Kit, just $59 each. And don't forget gift cards for everyone on your list. Shop online and pick up curbside for holiday shopping made easy. Because Lowe's knows deals every day. Valid through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Electric bill by about $1 and natural gas bills by about $3. XL Energy says the increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum featuring the Orlando Magic and the Milwaukee Bucks, who are currently on a 5-game winning streak. Orlando trying to snap a 3-game losing skid. Baseball, a curious trade for the Brewers. They send pitcher Adrian Hauser and center fielder Tyrone Taylor to the New York Mets in exchange for 23-year-old minor league pitcher Coleman Crowe. The right-hander was 15-6 last year in the minors. NFL, after tweeting out frustrations about playing with injuries, Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell, dealing with a neck injury, will not play against the Panthers in Carolina. Matt LaFleur says he spoke to Campbell.
Dre's a guy that I go back a long time with, all the way back to Atlanta, and I've always respected the man and how he works and pours his heart and soul into this thing. And he's missed some games and he's been battling through. So we just think it's best at this time to kind of give him the week and we'll see where we're at.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight clouds and patchy drizzle. Temperatures dropping to the upper 30s. We'll see a light south wind. On your Friday, drizzle. Then some rain developing, especially in the afternoon. Clouds and patchy fog. Highs will climb to the middle 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Thursday. Hell, Dom, it's Friday Eve. It's nearly Christmas Eve. I can't believe next week's Christmas, dude.
I know, dude. Happy Thursday to you, Nate, on the board, as well, our fair audience. Thank you for hanging out with us today. It feels like a Friday to me, man. I mean, I don't know. I got a lot of stuff going on, but like a lot of people are slowly checking out. You know what I mean? It seemed kind of very Friday-ish to me, but it's great to be with everyone.
Well, Dom, I hate to start with the sad story, but I feel I must. You know, some people, they're down on their luck this holiday season. You know, bad stuff happens to them. Hell, they might find themselves on the brink of financial disaster. And that's a sad story. Unless it's Rudy Giuliani. Rudy
of
Giuliani.
Of his own making?
Yeah, I think he brought this on himself, Dom. America's mayor is now broke-ass Rudy. And today, Dom, today, I would like you and I and the entire audience to have fun at Rudy's broke ass expense. I would like to play Rudy. So joke. Damn it.
Oh man.
Can't even deliver a punchline. Rudy. So broke joke. I got a Rudy joke. I got at least one. I got several. Actually.
So you want to do with Rudy? So broke ..
Jokes. Yes.
Yeah.
Rudy. So broke jokes. And yeah, I want you.
You,
Dom,
you,
and more importantly, you, the audience, I want you to play along. I want you to have some fun with us before the holidays. And, you know, I wouldn't normally make fun of a man so down on his luck, so desperate as Rudy, but it's freaking Rudy Giuliani. I'm going to kick him.
Yes.
I'm going to kick him. I'm going to curb stomp him while he's down, Dom.
He deserves it. He brought this on himself. He made the lives of those election workers in Georgia hell.
You want to hear my first?
And he lied about them. So he deserves everything he gets. You know, the judge said, pay up now. And Rudy's like, I'm going to go bankrupt.
The judge yesterday said, pay up. Pay the $148 million. Don't even get the 30 days grace period. Because you've effectively been a person who would show an inclination to shield and hide one's assets.
Yeah, right.
So in response to that ruling, Rudy promptly ran straight down to the federal bankruptcy courts, and he declared Chapter 11, my understanding, Dom. And I'll get to my Rudy so broke joke in just a minute, but here's my question. How did this man get a half a billion dollars in the hole? Who's extending credit to Rudy to this degree? I mean, Nate and I were doing some math before we got on the air, and he's like, well, you know, he's got some lawyers. He owes money. I said, let's max it out. Let's say it's $10 billion to the lawyers, and it's $148 million to these election officials he defamed in Georgia.
Right.
I mean, there's still like $350 million in debt unaccounted for in this grandiose half a billion dollar liability statement and $10 million in assets, Tom. So I would say he's a little upside down.
Underwater, perhaps? Is that the term?
I know that we've joked through the years, Tom. Deutsche Bank and Russian oligarchs, the only thing funding the Trump enterprise. But who's funding Rudy's life up till now? Who's funded him? And I may have an answer before we get to the more important news of the day. And here's my Rudy joke. And you can play along at home or on the radio or the text line, 844-967-2789. Rudy so broke, he can't afford layaway at the dollar store this Christmas.
Oh, come on, man.
It was my first crack at a Rudy so broke joke.
The delivery is a little trying, man. Let me help you out. I'll be a little smoother with that delivery. Like, Rudy's so broke, when he goes to the park and sits at the pond, ducks throw bread at him. See, it's all in the delivery crew. You gotta work on that. You gotta be a little smooth.
Rudy's so broke, he was at a Kmart with a box of hefty bags. I said, "What you doing, Rudy?" He said, "Buying luggage."
Terrible.
Let me ask you this, Tom. How do we know that Donald Trump is not an insurrectionist?
We know. I mean, we talked about this yesterday, Crudy.
It's a joke.
It is self-evident. All right. What's the joke? How do we know, man, Crudy? How do we know?
I feel like I'm being heckled here on stand-up night. Thank you for trying to legitimately answer what was clearly a rhetorical question awaiting a punchline. How do we know that Trump is not an insurrectionist? He strongly denies it. He says, "I'm not an insurrectionist." Do you see, that's his statement today. I am not an insurrectionist. I'm not clear if Dom's going to participate in the show or not. Let me tell you what I read, Dom. Trump, "I'm not an insurrectionist." Now, we don't have the sound of this. We'd play the sound if we had it. But former President Trump today denied that he is an insurrectionist after President Biden said it was self-evident that was said yesterday on the tarmac, General Mitchell in Milwaukee. President Biden said it was self-evident Trump was one for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. "I'm not an insurrectionist," Trump wrote on the Truthy Social, specifically pointing to his comments on January 6th, in which he encouraged supporters to march to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. You know, he's used that line quite a bit. Now, Trump also claimed Biden is an insurrectionist and a threat to democracy. Again, that projection thing he likes to do. "It's not me, it's him. Joe's an insurrectionist." Continuing a pattern in which the former president accuses his opponents and critics of the same thing he's accused of doing. Is that it? "I'm rubber and you're glue, and whatever I'm accused of bounces off of me and sticks onto you." In a Tuesday ruling, the Colorado Supreme Court in a 4-3 decision affirmed Trump engaged in insurrection by inflaming his supporters with false claims of election fraud and directing them to the Capitol, preventing him from a second White House term under the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. Now, we all know Trump supporters violently stormed the Capitol, although apparently they were directed by John Nichols from The Nation, our buddy. That was part of Trump's recent court filings. But anyways, back to the Hill's reporting. Trump supporters violently stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021 to try and stop the certification of Biden's victory in the 2020 election. And Trump's campaign has said it will appeal the Colorado ruling swiftly. Of course they will. Biden on Wednesday declined to weigh in on the court's decision on whether Trump should be removed from the ballot, but he said it was self-evident Trump supported an insurrection. Whether the 14th Amendment applies or not, we'll let the court make that decision, Biden said. We played this on for you yesterday. If you didn't hear it, where were you? More from Biden, but he certainly supported an insurrection. There's no question about it. None, zero. And he seems to be doubling down on it. I'm not an insurrectionist. This is the newest from Trump. That's how we know he indeed is an insurrectionist.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Yes. Now I'm quick to point out. Very, very Nixonian. I am not a crook. I am not an insurrectionist. And Nixon resigned in disgrace. And, you know, you would have been better off to do so, sir. But history will judge you. And I constantly judge you. And anyways, going to have a little fun on this Thursday edition. And we need your help. 844-967-2789. I find it nearly hilarious that Rudy Giuliani has filed bankruptcy. He's broke-ass Rudy. And, you know, we'll talk about that some. But it's unusual to know. Back to Trump just for a minute. Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss here, nearly was done in by Donald Trump last elective season. The Assembly, they are on the ballot every 2 years. And if you'll recall, Trump came to Wisconsin specifically to, what, support Tim Michaels, that carpetbagger, what a fine candidate he made, and to support Adam Steen, who was, what, the primary opponent of Robin Voss. Now, I likewise endorsed Adam Steen. I did it for the mischief. Trump and I share that quality, like the chaos. But Robin Voss nearly lost his election in the primary against some young yokel, Adam Steen. Well, here is what's very interesting. Jesse Poyen from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had this to say, and we'll take your calls. The Rudy So Broke jokes, want to hear yours, and I see people starting to line up, so we'll go there next. But Voss won't vote for Trump in the primary, but it's too early to tell for the general election? That's yes, Robin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss really doesn't want to vote for Donald Trump, he claims. But if the former president is the Republican nominee, he won't rule it out. I can tell you that when the election comes around in the fall, I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden, Voss told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So it probably means whoever the Republican nominee is, just like I've done every year that I've ever been alive, that I can vote. I'm sure I'll vote for that Republican nominee. I just hope that it's not Donald Trump. And the question asked here by the fine journalist, I believe Jesse Apoyan, does that mean he'll vote for Trump if he's on the ballot next year? Too early to tell, says Voss. Is it too early to tell? Really? Whether or not you would support Donald Trump, the guy that went directly against you in your primary? Is it too early to tell? I think I would make that decision early. I think I could make that one for you, Robin. Now, Trump currently holds a dominant lead in the Republican presidential primary polls. More likely than not, he's going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. I think they deserve each other. Trump and this party, Robin Voss, you'll be voting for him in the fall, won't you, Robin? Now, Rudy, back to Rudy. Broke-ass Rudy. We're going to let you participate. We don't kick a man when he's down, unless it's Rudy. 844-967-2789. You're broke-ass Rudy. Rudy so broke jokes. They could be next. Come back, Devil's Advocates. It's a Funny is Funny Thursday edition.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The mission of the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center is to further develop the vibrant lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community in the greater Milwaukee area. And they've been doing it for 25 years. The center delivers education, health promotion, and other community building services, meeting the needs of LGBT youth, adults, and their allies in the greater Milwaukee area. All powered by your generosity. Get to mkelgbt.org to see where your end of year donations can make magic happen all year long.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us in the frivolity of what is the greatest radio show ever at 844-967-2789.
Well, as the song says, Dom, more money, more problems. How about no money, more problems?
That's worse.
844-967-2789. We got some that want to play along with the Rudy So Broke joke edition of the Devil's Advocates. Looking for your funny one-liners or, you know, general contributions to the show. Starting with our old pal, been too long, Aldous from Madison. Welcome back, Aldous.
Hey, Aldous.
Well, hello. Hey, so yeah, obviously you never kick a man when he's down, but is Rudy really a man at this point? Anyway, let's go into this though. Rudy, so broke that his picture is next to every self-checkout register in America already.
Rudy's so broke, he's the face on the food stamp.
Your genuine Rudy card, right?
Aldous, thanks for your contribution. We've got a few more lining up. We want to get to as many as we can. 844-967-2789. Oh, my! The original Claire!
Claire?
Prove it's the original Claire.
Hi, Devils.
Oh, it's Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Hey, Claire. How you been, sister?
I've been good.
You know, the only way to really prove it is to sing a little bit of a doe, a deer, a female deer.
No.
I don't get it.
Claire, do you have a one-liner for us, a Rudy So Broke joke today?
Yes, I do. I actually have two options.
Oh.
The first, Rudy's so broke, he can't afford hair dye anymore.
Oh, damn. And he uses a lot of that. It's going to be rough for him.
Yeah. And the other one is, Rudy's so broke, he can't even have a presser at Four Seasons Lawn Care anymore.
He's going, what, to the Two Seasons?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just fall and winter for Rudy from now on. Claire, any other political thoughts?
If Trump gets immunity from SCOTUS, I will move to Canada.
I will beat you there, Claire. Claire, happy holidays. So good to hear from you. You know, it's always great when old friends join us around the Christmas time or whatever you celebrate. 844.
Festivus. Festivus. It will be Festivus on Saturday. I celebrate Festivus. I have a little Festivus pole on my kitchen, on my dining room table at home. I celebrate the Festivus.
Tomorrow will be Festivus observed on the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll do the Friday grievances. We'll air them here. But today, Dom, today is the Rudy So Broke joke edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to have fun with this while people continue to have steam and funny one-liners.
Like, I think the combination of you and Claire, Rudy Giuliani's so broke, can he only afford to do pressers at the Two Seasons?
But yeah, yesterday Aaron did the rim shot for us. Nate, come on, man.
Yeah, come.
Nate, He's working the phones. Okay, he's getting the one-liners lined up. Let's go back to the phones. 844-967-2789. It's okay if you're a new one. We'd like to hear from you. Tony the trucker out there on the roads. How you doing, Tony? What do you got for us?
Hey, we're doing good. Doing good. Roads are busy, but I will not be singing on the radio today either.
Only the original Claire can set a tone suitable for the radio.
Wasn't that Betsy? I thought it was Betsy.
Oh, maybe it was Betsy. Maybe that's why Claire didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Tony?
Well, I got to digress. You said something earlier about Donald Trump. He claims he's not an insurrectionist.
That's what he says today on the Truthy Social.
Comedy Thursday, I got to throw this out there. Stormy Daniels claims he's not an erectionist either.
I like where you went there, Tony. You know, flirting right with the FCC, but I like where you went there.
Well, I keep it clean, you know. I try anyway. So
keep it classy, Tony.
You're the highlight of my day. Thanks. Keep up the good work,
thanks,
gentlemen.
Man.
All right. Tony the Trucker.
Awesome.
Wonder what he's hauling around. Hopefully someone's Christmas gift getting delivered by Tony right now. Let's turn our attention. Beth from Valparaiso, Indiana. Beth, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Do you have a joke for us? A Rudy So Broke joke, perhaps.
I do. Good to talk to you guys again. Rudy's so broke that he's going to have to go to work for Ruby Freeman and Shane Moss, and he's going to make back money to pay them. Wait, he's going to make back money to pay them by starting a TV series called, or a new making a movie called Driving Miss Ruby.
Oh.
And he will chauffeur Ruby Freeman around.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Do you think the poor Ruby, do you think she would want a drunk chauffeur, though? Because I'm not clear that Ruby would be the guy I would want as my wheel man.
It'd be a lot of great quality time with Rudy in the car. I'm not so sure. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. I don't want to make her suffer more. That would be more pain and suffering money.
That would be tough. That would be tough. I mean, he should be able to work off the debt, Beth, but I don't know if he'll be the driver.
I'm not even sure he's insurable at this point. I mean, they do a credit check, right? What's Rudy's score? -7?
Hey, Merry Christmas, you guys. I love you.
Back at you,
Beth.
Thanks
Merry
for
Christmas
listening.
To you.
Please join us for Festivus Observed on Friday, 844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay. Welcome, Stephen. What do you got for us?
Hey, Stephen.
Rudy's so broke that he was caught at Walmart buying trash bags, and when asked what he was buying, he said he was buying his luggage.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, listen, the whole time, Crudy already laid that one on us.
It sounded like Steven said, Crudy's so broke.
Yeah.
And I do, in fact, use the 2-ply for my travel luggage. You did miss that
Merry
one,
Christmas,
Steven.
You guys.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You miss even one Rudy so broke joke and repeat it.
Right.
And you might get chastised on the greatest radio show ever. So you got to listen every moment of every day. 844-967-2789. If you would like to play along, and I haven't even checked the text line. That's always a great place for your funny one-liners. So I'll get there next. But we are taking your phone calls. You know, it's a little sad that Rudy finds himself down in the dumps this year. Rudy Giuliani, that is. And he filed for federal bankruptcy protection today. But my understanding, that will not shield the $148 billion judgment against him. But Dom, he does have gainful employment in a couple of different ways.
Cameo.
Well, we know about the cameo. And then also on the America's Mayor's podcast he does each day, he's got a sponsor. You might question, who would sponsor Rudy?
The MyPillow guy?
It's going to remain a mystery unless you come back. You got to listen to every moment, every day. But
otherwise,
I will tell you
jokes.
Who's Rudy's sponsor. And we're going to hear from you fine people with the funnies, the one-liners, the Rudy so broke jokes. But don't be repetitive or we might chastise you. 844-96-PARTY.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief, facing a huge defamation case loss in a 2020 election falsehood case, Trump lawyer and ex-New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The bankruptcy court will look at the nature of the judgment against him, and if it's an intentional tort,
he will have an uphill battle saying that his debts should be discharged.
14 people were killed when a gunman started shooting at a university in the capital of the Czech Republic. The shooter is dead, too.
He's also suspected of killing a man and an infant girl less than a week ago. And it's believed he killed his father earlier Thursday before tragedy unfolded at the university. Officials say there's no indication of any political or terrorist motive for the attack.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. Millions of us are on the move between now and after New Year's, so how are we keeping busy?
Just keeping your eye on the traffic, listening to music, thinking about the ocean. That's about it.
Sounds like a plan. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is rejecting a complaint against fake presidential electors for a second time. Wednesday's vote was 5-0, with Commissioner Bob Spindell not voting. He's one of 10 Republicans who settled a lawsuit last week for their role in perpetrating the fraud. Holiday travelers with heart conditions should make a list and check it twice, says cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry.
Make sure your medications are clearly labeled, including dosages and pharmacy information, and you have enough for your entire trip. Take more just in case.
Perry recommends people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the past 6 months to clear any travel with both their primary and cardiac doctors. AAA predicts a record 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight clouds and patchy drizzle. Temperatures dropping to the upper 30s. We'll see a light south wind. On your Friday, drizzle. Then some rain developing, especially in the afternoon. Clouds and patchy fog. Highs will climb to the middle 40s. Right now, it's 37.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Shaw, WAUK. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
To the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, and It doesn't seem quite Christian-like to kick a man while he's down at this holiday season, but it is Rudy Giuliani, so we are doing it. 844-967-2789. Rudy,
I have no problem with this.
Flat ass
this
broke.
Is so deserved and appropriate. Yes. Give me your Rudy so broke joke. 844-967-2789.
I got one. Rudy so broke this Christmas. He got a box, put two sticks in it, spun it, and told his son, there's your Xbox.
Terrible.
844-967-2789. You think I'm terrible? You should see some of these submissions. The old faithful Rudy so broke, he can't afford to pay attention. Well, a couple people haven't been paying attention. Rudy so broke, he's picking up roadkill for Christmas dinner. What else we got here? Can't pay attention. Rudy so broke, he can't even marry his cousin. According to Ed from Madison, Rudy apparently did marry a cousin. And given Rudy's penchant for dressing in drag, he's so broke he had to dress up as Stormy Daniels and work Trump for some money. Yeah. Was he getting paid to not have sex with him?
That's what they do now.
844-967-2789. If you would like to share your Rudy so broke joke, now would be the time. Kick him while he's down. And I'll tell you what he's selling on the America's Mayor podcast in just a moment. But let's get to a few more of yours. Dick from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick. You're going to have to help me with the joke. What was the police commissioner's name in New York City?
Bertie Carrick?
Yeah. There you go. He's so broke he can't pay his dues at the Love Palace that they had together.
Him and Bertie Carrick? Yeah. Had to get back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They had, seriously, you know, I read many years ago that Giuliani was part of that whole cabal, too, and he was there a lot. So he can't pay his dues there.
Giuliani's so broke. What do you think he's drinking this Christmas, Dick?
Oh, my God. Let's see.
Kool-Aid.
He'd probably drink the stuff he puts on his hair.
He's so broke, he's got to drink his hair dye.
You know, but seriously, this is so pathetic at every level. I mean, he's not broke, and he's never going to worry about where his next meal is coming from. I predicted this to Sue, my wife. I said, he's going to declare bankruptcy just like, what's his name, the horrible person.
Alex Jones.
Yep.
Come on, man, we can't fill in all your blanks. And here's what I will say, Dick. Of course Rudy's going to get fed. They give you three hots and a cot in prison for the rest of your life.
Three squares a day, but I bet he loses his mattress.
844-967-2789. Rudy so broke jokes at a premium here. Pistol Pete from Sun Prairie. Welcome, Pistol. What do you got?
Hey, Pete, what's up?
Hey, man? Rudy is so broke he can't afford shoe polish to dye his hair.
I agree, Pistol Pete. Any other thoughts, my friend? Work. All right, man. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. Is that what you use? Shoe polish? You and Errol?
Jokes are hard, man.
Jokes are hard. Some are finding it more difficult than others. Larry from Madison, you got a funny one? Welcome, Larry. What do you got for us?
Yeah, pretty much. Rudy is so broke. Well, I guess really that's just a comment and not really a joke, isn't it? He's so broke. Hopefully he stays broke financially, spiritually, and for his future. You know, it just... I agree with that, though. Rudy is just so broke.
Well, Larry, that's not so much a joke as you just rooting against the guy at this point.
Well, it makes me laugh.
Appreciate your
joke more an observation, Larry. We appreciate it.
844-967-2789. We're doing Rudy so broke jokes. Rudy so broke. My jack-o'-lantern's got better dental work than he does.
Oh, damn.
844-967-2789.
Dale from Kenosha, you're up. Welcome, Dale. What's your Rudy so broke joke?
Hey, Dale.
Yes, Rudy. Hi. Rudy's so broke, he asked Rudolph to light his house with his nose.
Rudy's got his own shiny red nose. He doesn't need Rudolph, Dale.
Rudy's so broke, he's going to lead Santa's sleigh with that nose.
Dale, Merry Christmas.
Pretty good one.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, man. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, 844-967-2789.
Our pal Judy, now from Racine. Welcome, Judy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Judy.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you.
Likewise.
You, Crudy, and the Love Muffin. So, anyway.
We know which one you favor, Judy, but go ahead.
I can't help it.
She can't help it. I keep telling him, Judy. He just doesn't accept it.
Judy, you got a Rudy so broke joke? Since obviously you got no love for yours truly.
Yeah.
Well, happy holidays to you and happy festivities and whatever for Love Muffin.
Thank you, Judy.
Okay. And Rudy is so broke, he's way underwater without a tank.
Yes, he is. He's way underwater. Thank you, Judy. Good to hear from you.
Rudy's so broke, he's drinking Mad Dog 1010s? 844-967-2789. The other Claire from Sun Prairie. Been a while since we heard from both Claires. Welcome, Claire. What do you got for us?
Hey, Claire.
Oh, Rudy's so broke, he can't drop a dime on Trump.
I love it.
Rudy's so broke, I saw him walking around with the penny. I said, what are you doing, Rudy? He said, I'm going to the bank with my life savings.
Yeah, he's stretching a penny and making wire out of it. See you later.
Well done, Claire. My favorite so far. Let's just say, what was it? Rudy's so broke, he can't afford to drop a dime on Donald Trump.
844-967-2789. Sam from Waukesha. Welcome, Sam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Sam.
Hi. Rudy's so broke, he'll be moving in with Borat soon.
Lovely wife. Many good times.
I don't know, man. You know, I keep thinking about that scene in that movie when he puts his hand down his pants when he's in the hotel room
with what he thought was a teenage girl.
Yeah, that's the one.
You know,
they claim
he walks around popping Viagra. I got to think those things add up. You know, they'll be
Those are expensive.
Are they? How much, Sam?
I don't know for sure.
The chief, you can get him online. Don't worry about it, Sam. It's the internet.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Sam.
Come on, man. Rudy's so broke, he's going to be selling you his Viagra.
Apparently, you already bought him. Rudy's so broke, the theme of the hour. Apparently, Rudy Giuliani, formerly America's mayor, and I mean, he was kind of a big deal once upon a time, right, Dom? And today he declared bankruptcy, $500 million in debt. And I would wonder who's extending the credit, but I've got a little coverage. Then we'll get back to the Rudy so broke jokes. As a federal judge ordered Rudy Giuliani to immediately cough up $148 million he owes to two Georgia election workers he defamed, the former New York City mayor hawked unapproved supplements that he said could be used both as Christmas ornaments and to help me fight the traitors. They're multi-purpose vitamins, Dom.
They're multivitamins in a different way. I'm not clear here. So
let's see.
Vitamins that you would hang on a tree?
If you're Rudy, Judge Beryl Howell, in a 13-page ruling Wednesday, sided with election workers Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, who had asked the court to nix a requirement for them to wait 30 days before seeking enforcement of their financial judgment against Rudy in light of his track record as an uncooperative litigant. Now, the judge granted their request, knowing that Giuliani might conceal his assets if he were given more time based on an ample record, in this case of Giuliani's efforts to conceal or hide his assets. Why would you arrive at that conclusion? Because he's already made an effort prior to conceal his assets, according to the judge. And with his legal and financial woes mounting, the former federal prosecutor took to his live stream program, America's Mayor Live Dom, late Wednesday to defend his former boss, the same one who reportedly rebuffed his pleas for help paying his bills after his crusade to overturn the 2020 elections blew up in their faces, sort of collectively. We're in fascist territory here, Giuliani declared, citing his own legal setbacks in a bombshell ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court blocking Trump from the state's primary ballot for his role in the January 6th insurrection. The four judges that wrote that opinion, wait for it, Dom, they raped the Constitution, said Rudy. Raped the Constitution, Giuliani said, describing it as an illegal, violent ripping up. Trump's campaign has already vowed to appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. And Giuliani went to double down on the popular MAGA talking points, railing against Joe Biden for what he described as giving away the country to undocumented immigrants and claiming there would be no war in Ukraine if Trump were still in charge. No, he'd have given the Ukrainians over to the Russians long before now. And Rudy's rants were punctuated by awkward promotions for Balance of Nature supplements, which have been the subject of several warnings from the Food and Drug Administration over the company's claims that its products could be used to diagnose, cure, mitigate, treat, or prevent diseases such as cancer, heart disease, cirrhosis, diabetes, asthma, and COVID-19. And Giuliani, apparently getting into the holiday spirit despite the staggering financial judgment against him, urged followers not only to take the supplements every day, but to use the empty bottles to decorate their Christmas trees. Rudy's so broke, he's decorating his Christmas tree with empty bottles, Dom. Last night, I showed you how to put one together, he said on the Wednesday show, holding up a Balance of Nature bottle with a wire hook inserted into the top. This one's going on the tree now. I'm going to have two on my tree. Not only are they wonderful as a stocking stuffer, he said, but all purchases of the supplement help me fight the traitors. Rudy's so broke.
Crafty.
He's selling Balance of Life supplements the FDA has warned people not to take. And they're handy because you can also hang the empty bottles as your Christmas ornaments.
Only if you're crafty like Rudy. Crudy, I did pull up the bankruptcy filing. And I want to be clear here. How many creditors do you have? There's a box to check and they give you a range. He checks the box for the number of creditors between 1 and 49. Question 19, how much do you estimate your assets to be worth? Again, checking a box between $1 million and $10 million. Big range.
On the high end, and how much? $10 million.